group of Native Hawaiians claiming to be descendants of King Kamehameha I is headed for a clash with the state, the second time in 2 years. The group had been evicted from a five-acre parcel in Waimanalo after a judge threw out their claims and blocked them from filing frivolous suits. One of the members had filed more than 40 wild deeds and liens on public lands. The land is in an agricultural park, which the state has unsuccessfully tried to lease out for almost a decade when the group moved in. Senator Laura Thielen spoke with us about the growing frustration from neighbors and tenants in the agricultural park over what she says has been mismanagement by agricultural officials under Director Scott Enright.
I'm a member of the Waimanalo Ag Association. We're constantly asked, you know, by people, is there lots available for farming? And these are legitimate, you know, farming operations. Each time they hold it back for one reason or another. Over the course of time, they've had homeless people move in. They burned a house that was on the property. So now there's, you know, whoever eventually gets the property is going to have to clear out, you know, some of this stuff. There's a lot of dumping, illegal dumping that goes on there. There was little fire ant that was, you know, took hold there and had to be eradicated. There were squatters that moved in. The department, this is the second time they've gone into court to try to evict people off the property. And none of this would have happened had they put it out, you know, for lease. So instead of making income, the Department of Agriculture is losing the state money, and a lot of, you know, we've lost the opportunity for small farms to take the property and get into production. So it's been incredibly frustrating. Or, you know, it took them like 2-3 years to put it out for bid after the Board of Agriculture said put it out for bid, because I was sitting on the Board of Agriculture as the DLNR chair when we first said put the property out. And then when it first went out to bid, I was no longer a DLNR. I was in Waimanalo and a member of WAW. So that, you know, there was a gap right there. When they put it out to bid, the department said the winning bidder had to get a soil and water conservation plan before they could sign the lease. And the department knew that it was a 2-year process to get a soil and water conservation plan. So we went to the department and said, the law does not require that. Why don't you sign the lease with the winning bidder and tell them they just have to comply with the law that, you know, they can't clear more than X amount of space at a time without a soil and water conservation plan. But that's a small enough parcel that they could do it. And the department refused to do it. And so that's why, you know, the people that won the bid the first time, you know, tried to get the soil and water conservation plan, but by the time it came through 2 years later, they'd already found an alternative site. So we told the department, go to the next highest bidder. Don't put it back out for lease. And the department said, no, we don't have the authority to do it. We have to put it back out for bid again. So we're going to go and reappraise it and do all this because it's been several years. So I put a bill in, because I was in the legislature at that time, to give the department authority that if the first bidder walked for whatever reason, they could go to the second and so on until they leased it. The department testified against it. Russell Kokobong was chair of the Department of Agriculture at the time, and that he came in and testified against it.
So I see.
So they have made boneheaded move after boneheaded move. And then, you know, when it kept lagging and lagging, and I went to Scott Enright and said, well, if you guys can't get this leased out, one option you might want to consider, Go Farms, which is a program run by Windward Community College and the College of Tropical Agriculture, which is an incubator program for farmers. The Waimanalo Agricultural Association just wants to see it farmed. And I'm not, you know, I told him I'm not advocating for any particular tenant. I'm not advocating for, you know, anyone. I just want to see it in farming. This year, they came in and said, we don't have the legal authority to lease it to places like Go Farms. So pulling our hair out at how the department is handling this, and it's not a surprise that these folks are back again, because they're seeing that the state's not doing anything with the property. I am not optimistic that they're going to get the property, you know, leased. And I've put them on notice that if they don't do something with the property right after a court eviction, these folks are going to be back. So they need to do something.
Right. I guess we'll see what happens next week in court when they get the where they ask for the TRO. I think they got a partial TRO according to the court documents. And but since those folks moved in, they brought in like 20 truckloads of dirt and have been moving things around on the property. So, you know.
Yeah, I've been keeping the department and the attorney general's office appraised because I live up the street from it.
Okay.
So I drive by it twice a day. You know, they obviously have connections or, you know, people with a lot of equipment and trucks. They tapped into the water line. Board of Water Supply went out there and cut it off. And I'm not, you know, there was kind of a cat and mouse game with that going on for a while.
Right, yeah, I saw that in the court documents.
It's sad because it is a great piece of property. And back when it had the house on it, it would have been a very nice, you know, because there's a lot of ag theft in the area.
Right.
So for somebody to be able to live there and run, you know, whatever they're going to run there, it probably would be a mixed, you know, a lot of the younger group that's coming up is very into food farming.
Right, right, yeah.
And that's what, you know, the Go Farms is all about, the food farming. But I imagine they may have some, like, nursery food farming mix. It's a manageable size for a you know, a smaller operation, a starter operation, which is exactly what we need, or for a niche farming. So like the mushroom guy down the way, you know, could easily expand his operations and just different. We have some great niche farming going on in Waimanalo. So I would love to see that area blossom as, you know, with the Go Farms and CTAR right there, you know, there's a lot of support for younger people to get into the farming. So it's been very frustrating to deal with this poor management.
And is there anything that can be done this legislative session?
Well, I think things like the soil and water conservation plan, that's a problem because they, you know, so we're trying to put more money into the soil and water districts. We just moved out a bill yesterday. But that said, the law just says you can't grade more than, I think it's like 1,000, you know, 900 square feet or something without a grading permit or a soil and water conservation plan. So when I did my orchard, we, you know, we did a little bit of grading to grass it. We had the soil and water conservation people come out and give us advice, which they can do quickly, but going through the formal plan process, because they're so, you know, it takes a 2 year of time. So we grassed in, you know, swales, mm-hmm. and then we cleared and planted a portion of the orchard. And then when that was taken and grassed in, then we cleared and planted the other portion. So in the smaller parcels, you could still be compliant with the law. They need the lease because you can't get, you know, any kind of loans or really, you're not going to invest and start planting, you know, with just a right of entry.
Right.
While you're waiting 2 years for the plan. So, you know, the Department of Agriculture knows this. What they need is to have some common sense in managing the land, and they could have had that thing leased out 10 years ago. Personally, I think the reason the judge didn't grant them the TRO the first time they went in court is because he's kicked off, that they just did nothing for 2 years.
And as we mentioned, court documents show that the judge granted a partial temporary restraining order earlier this year, but the group has refused to move out and has instead installed security cameras, setting the stage for a clash over a possible eviction. We reached out to the Agriculture Department for a response to Thielen's concerns about mismanagement of the agricultural park, but have not yet heard back.